was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor, while the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand.
Welcome, Resurrect Republic. Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. Folks, now I know a lot of our listeners, they're up with the news of the current events that are breaking. Well, you have to forgive me. I haven't been able to dig into this until now. I have been rather busy on the farm here. But, you know, it didn't surprise me. I've been saying for a long time, and I spoke to a Vietnam veteran some time ago that had told me about Songbird Manchurian candidate McCain. And, you know, I had article after article that shows how there is no evidence. No evidence that McCain was a traitor, that he was treasonous in any way. It just kind of shows you that PolitiFact, one of those Pulitzer Prize-winning news sites, was also one of those voices. They start off by saying, in an echo of the attacks from the 2000 South Carolina primary that dealt with a critical blow to Senator John McCain's presidential campaign, a new flyer says the Arizona senator is a traitor. They go on to tell you how it's not true and there's no evidence and yada, yada, yada. Well, folks, now we know it has been confirmed. There is no doubt any longer. There is a very good broadcast that was aired by True News. I'd like to share that with you, the first segment of this show. If you guys want to call in and chime in, especially those out there in our listening audience that are Vietnam veterans, feel free to call into the show and please leave us your comments. We do want to hear what you have to say, but I want you to hear this for yourself. You'll hear in this recording that's very, you know, keep in mind that this was recorded in, I believe, 69. So the audio isn't perfect, but you clearly can hear him saying how he committed war crimes and how the United States was doing this and that. Well, anyway, it's treason. Many people for the same charge that McCain committed went to jail. Now, you can out there, you can say, well, you know, he might have been tortured. Well, evidence shows that he wasn't. And besides that, he built his entire political career on being a war hero and even awarded medal for his bravery. He certainly would not have received had the public known the truth. Now, get this, folks. The recording of this was recorded by a CIA front, and it was in the National Archives. And get this, misfiled. Misfiled. Now, all I have to say, I'll have more to say after this, but, you know, this kind of evidence could have steered him his entire career. It was he, in fact, who had the POW's record sealed. Him and Kerry, including his own. And you're about to hear why. Roll clip one, please.
To the Vietnamese people and the government of the DRVN, from John Sidney McCain, 624787, Lieutenant Commander, U.S. Navy, born 29 August 1936, Panama, home state, where I am. Shot down 26 October 1967, A4E aircraft. I, as a U.S. Airman, am guilty of crimes against the Vietnamese country and people. I have bombed their cities, towns, and villages and caused many injuries, even death, to the people of Vietnam. I was captured in the capital city of Hanoi while attacking it. After I was captured, I was taken to the hospital in Hanoi, where I received very good medical treatment. I was given an operation on my leg, which allowed me to walk again, and a cast on my right arm, which was badly broken in three places. The doctors were very good, and they knew a great deal about the practice of medicine. I remained in the hospital for some time and regained much of my health and strength. Since I arrived in the camp of detention, I have received humane and lenient treatment. I received medical treatment and food, even though I came here as an aggressor, and the people who I injured have much difficulty in their living standards. I wish to express my deep gratitude for my kind treatment, and I will never forget this kindness extended to me.
Why is this important? Charles Johnson, founder of WeSearchR.com, a new media company dedicated to investigative journalism, explained his reasons on True News, an internet streamcast run by host Rick Wiles.
And I know our audience is shaking their heads in disbelief, wondering, is this for real? How do we know this is John McCain? Charles, you convinced me and the True News staff that this is an authentic recording. And we decided to release it tonight. That's why this program is being released somewhat late in the day. Because we had a lot of discussions today about whether to release this audio. I mean, my gosh, we're talking about John McCain.
Right.
And for me, this has been a very difficult choice to make, a very difficult decision to make. Do we release this audio? Why are you certain that this audio is authentic, that this is the voice of John McCain?
We obtained the audio recording from the National Archives. It is...
The National Archives in Washington, D.C.?
Correct. And it was actually mislabeled while it was there.
You're telling me that the National Archives of the United States of America had a recording of John McCain on North Vietnamese radio?
That's right. And what's more is that this broadcast comes from the Foreign Broadcast Information Service, which was a branch...
That was the CIA.
It's a branch of the CIA.
They monitored all shortwave radio.
That's right. And so for
they were out of Panama for a long time.
I think so, yeah. I think so, that's right. Yeah. And so for a very long time, there had been a number of U.S. servicemen who had claimed that they had heard John McCain essentially doing a Tokyo Rose-style betrayal of his country. And these servicemen were more or less ignored. They were marginalized. And they were sort of cast aside as kooks and cranks. And so I had known that this audio was out there. And so about 6 or 7 months ago at Got News, we put up a bounty to anyone who could go and prove it. And we did this in the context of investigating and vetting John McCain more fully. John McCain has a history of being on sort of the wrong side of a lot of military conflicts, notably and most recently the Syria conflict, in which he hired a woman who lied about having a PhD and who was being paid by the Syrian rebels, Elizabeth Obagi, to advise him on foreign policy related issues. He still works in his office.
He also gets his photograph taken with the wrong people in war, like ISIS jihadists.
That's right. And Elizabeth Obagi is the woman who introduced John McCain to those ISIS supported rebels. I had heard all these rumors for many years of John McCain, you know, as a songbird. There was a long kind of history of this. And I, you know, wanted to do something about it. I wanted to go. And what was interesting was I had heard for a long time in the researcher community that this material was out there. There was interviews that John McCain had done in French or for a French broadcast. There were interviews he'd done with other kind of communist outlets. And it was never sort of disclosed to the larger public. And I think it's important for people to understand this. This is, you know, this is a breach of, you know, the U.S. military code of conduct. This is a form of treason. And this is not, you know, a lot of people are of the view this could have been made under duress. John McCain gave other interviews, such as to a Cuban Journalist Association propaganda operation called Granma. We have, and I've sent over to Edward. And
I don't know about this one.
Yeah.
What was this interview?
This was another interview he did. It was a very matter-of-fact, describing his treatment while
he he gave this interview while he was a POW?
Correct.
To the Cuban news agency?
Correct.
You know, after World War II, the U.S. government prosecuted and convicted and imprisoned Tokyo Rose.
That's right.
Tokyo Rose, the famous traitor in World War II who made radio broadcasts,
yes,
in the Pacific to demoralize American troops during World War II.
But what is chilling to me is his confession to crimes. And just so people understand, we have several people that have served in the military here in the studio, and we've got tons of listeners, tons of veterans out there. You know what they have done to soldiers who have confessed to crimes of aiding and abetting the enemy. They've prosecuted them. They've prosecuted those soldiers. They've prosecuted those sailors. And for this confession to come out at this time, you have to understand, Senator McCain has built his entire career on the legacy of being a hero. And then we have this segment where he confesses to a crime. This, it makes me angry, really.
And just to recount for our audience, the crime, and referring back to the code of conduct, the U.S. military, U.S. states armed forces, Section 3, if I am captured, I will continue to resist by all means available. I will make every effort to escape and aid others to escape. I will accept neither parole nor special favors from the enemy. Section 4, if I become a prisoner of war, I will keep faith with my fellow prisoners. I will give no information or take part in any action which might be harmful to my comrades. If I am senior, I will take command. If not, I will obey the lawful orders of those appointed over me and will back them up in every way.
Yeah, this is significant because what this effectively did by this being broadcast out there is it demoralized American troops that were fighting valiantly on the field of battle there in Vietnam. And the airwave propaganda war that was going on was critical to, really, to a lot of the success that the Red Chinese and the Vietnamese were gaining out there in the hearts and minds of American soldiers. They were getting demoralized. They were getting depressed. They were hearing these messages broadcast over and over again. And, you know, I thank our veterans and soldiers and sailors out there that for years held on to the idea, I heard this. I actually heard this with my ears. I know what's out there. I know it exists. You finally have your redemption today.
I think if John McCain had told the American people all along, hey, they tortured me. I broke. I made recordings that I wish I never made. I couldn't take the pressure. I couldn't take the torture. I think we all would have forgiven him. Nobody would have held that against him. The American people are forgiving people.
So long as they have the full story, though.
They have the whole full story. But he never told us that part of the story. We were always told he was the POW who was tortured and never broke.
Yeah, he's been cashing in at the War Hero Bank for 50 years. And now this makes him overdrawn.
And he's used the POW cover to prevent anybody from criticizing him politically.
Right.
Well, you know, he's facing a very stiff challenge in the Arizona primary. Dr. Kelly Ward from Lake Havasu is running against him. And the Arizona Republican primary is August 30th. John McCain turns age 80 on August 29. He's seeking a six-year term. How many times that recording was rebroadcast over and over and over on North Vietnamese radio.
That's right. There are estimates that it was as many as 30 times, maybe more. But we don't really know. We know that our servicemen heard it in the jungles of Vietnam, that it was used as a propaganda victory. And what was interesting to me is, I remember reading an interview with one of John McCain's captors during the 2008 election, a Vietnamese person who liked John McCain. He actually said all these favorable things about John McCain. It was sort of this interview of a torturer coming and being friends with torturee. But the Vietnamese officer was insistent that John McCain had not been tortured, that John McCain had been very cooperative. And this was sort of the first time I had ever seen any documentation of it. And we had somebody actually over in Vietnam already, and we're going to be pulling out more material as well. But it's going to be a very interesting story. I mean, my interest is your interest, and part of the reason got to be friendly with Edward was, my view is that we should just let people know the truth, and they can judge for themselves what they would do in that circumstance. I mean, there are many examples of American servicemen, including the subject of the film Unbroken, Mr. Zamperini, who did not do propaganda broadcasts for the Japanese. There are many POWs who, for years, have wanted to tell the story about John McCain. And John McCain, as a member of the government, has worked to seal the records of POWs, including his own. And it's about time to actually see some of those things.
I mean, why are the records sealed?
It's a great question. I mean, so this is...
He's worked to seal the records of all POWs?
Correct. And that would include his own. It's not lightly that we make these claims. They're certainly subject. John McCain is free to sue me for libel or for defamation for being involved in this. And, of course, truth is a defense against libel and defamation, so I suspect that there won't be a lot of attention brought to it. My concern is that the POW issue and covering up what happened to the POWs and keeping their records sealed was a negotiating tactic that was used in the Treaty of Paris to sort of end the Vietnam War. And what ended up happening is we left people behind. And so this is a chapter in American history. It was sort of one of the longest military engagements we've ever been in. And so we've covered up a lot of what actually happened there. And it's extremely disturbing to think about what else we might not know about that period. And to think that John McCain has been at the center of the national discourse on the military, he's gotten security briefings, that he's always been in a position where he could have been blackmailed on this question is disturbing. We don't want people to be blackmailed. We don't want them to be in a position where they can be extorted by our enemies. And so this is a serious concern.
Then Rick Wiles chimed in with...
Well, my major complaint with John McCain, greater than his support for amnesty for illegal immigrants, but the thing that makes me furious about John McCain has been his involvement in the war in the Middle East, where he has been part of the war machine that has funneled money and weapons and ammo to the so-called rebels, which are nothing other than jihadists that are attacking the government of Syria, of President Assad. John McCain has been up to his eyeballs in that war, which means he knows that he's helping ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And he knows that they are killing Christians in Syria and Iraq. And I cannot let this man get off without being called down and challenged for that despicable act. And I will never, ever let that man get away with what he did. Christians have died. He has helped Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton turn the Middle East into a nightmare, where hundreds of thousands, literally millions of people have been uprooted, dislodged from their homes, cities bombed and destroyed, churches bombed and destroyed, pastors impaled on crosses, Christian children sawed in half, Christian moms and dads crucified on crosses, and John McCain's hands are dripping with Christian blood.
That's right.
So maybe Almighty God today is revealing the truth about John McCain.
You know, it's interesting when you go and you look through John McCain's contributors that have given to this 2016 campaign. He's got a lot of money that he's gotten since 2012, over $4 or $5 million, and much of it comes from groups that depend upon globalization. You know, there's the Blackstone group in there. There's Elliott Management, which is of course connected to Paul Singer, who's the billionaire who's backing up Paul Ryan. And of course, there's all the different military contractors. There's Raytheon. There's General Atomics. There's a lot of serious questions about how John McCain profits from these sort of engagements. I mean, John McCain has been in favor of, you know, intervening militarily in a great number of countries: Russia, Iran, Syria, Burma, you know, all throughout Africa. And so we really have to be aware of John McCain's past here as a way of understanding. And John McCain has had a series of sort of being on the wrong side of issues, you know, that are, you know, things like amnesty, of course, but climate change, you know, global warming, alarmism. We've seen him categorically, you know, McCain-Feingold, of course, famously, where he was in favor of speech restrictions that would bar the kind of independent broadcasts that we're doing today.
Yeah.
And so he's got a history here. And he's got a history of the Keating Five scandal, of course, which has been somewhat forgotten. You know, he was very close to Jack Abramoff, who, of course, was brought down. So he's got a history of sort of getting by. And one of the ways he protects himself from any and all criticism is he pretends that he's a war hero, that he's this great and noble man. And, you know, my grandfather earned the Navy Cross. He went to Annapolis. He did not graduate bottom of his class. You can look it up, Dwight Lyman Johnson. And there are many, many people, including, you know, some of the people who are in this room, who serve the country and who don't use it as a political weapon against their adversaries, and who did it out of love of country and not out of personal enrichment or growing their larger relationships. And so it's very disturbing. My fear on this issue, I think we're at a stage now where you can't cover everything up as you once were able to, because the internet makes it so that people can hear for themselves this broadcast. They can do their own investigations. I encourage people, as I say, at all these things, to email me, you know, charles@wesearcher.com. Or editor at Got News, if they've got their own investigations. If it's very good, I'll end up hiring you. And so I'm very much of the view that the people are now becoming the media when it comes to these things. And what I have found disturbing over the years is just the sheer number of people who have come to me, said, you know, John McCain was a songbird. Why is nobody listening about this? Why is nobody talking about this? And it's a perennial kind of thing. And it raises all kinds of questions about all of the different decisions he's made over the years. That I think it's time that McCain, who, you know, promised to build us a fence, you know, build the dang fence. That was his ad in 2010 when he was walking with, the controversial sheriff Paul Babu on the border there. He was, and by the way, Paul Babu is, you know, a gay man who slept with an illegal immigrant at the same time he was supposedly defending the territory of the United States as a sheriff. So John McCain has a history of people who he associates with who have not always had the interests of the sovereignty of the United States or of the people as a whole. And hopefully, if he wins the election, and he's under 50 in the polling, but if he wins the election, you know, hopefully we've now taken away something so he can actually be more truthful. I mean, we should be...
Well, most likely, Charles, the Democrats will pick up the Senate seat. If Kelly Ward does not defeat him in the primary August 30th,
that seems likely.
The Democrats will pick up the...
Well, folks, there you have it. John McCain, songbird, Manchurian. You see, here's the problem I have with it. The problem that I have with it is that something this secret, now, once you learn that he was supposed to be a crusader for... And being an advocate for POWs and MIAs in Vietnam, he ended up being exactly the opposite. Many people thought that he would advocate for them And what he did, along with John Kerry, was saw to it that these records were sealed. Now we know why. More importantly than that, he's running again. 80 years old, he's running again. And it never ceases to amaze me. Now, here is a neoconservative Trotskyite closet communist who was literally a pawn of the CIA, who it wouldn't surprise me at all if they held this over his head his entire career. It should then surprise us not that he got behind things like the NDAA and the Patriot Act, the American Gestapo. You know, John McCain, he is the very heart of what stains conservatism and people like him. Now, McCain won't talk about missing men. The press never asks him about it. Not even the liberal press. Some of the secrets McCain has fought so hard to hide is not small. There exists a mass of official documents, radio intercepts, witness depositions, satellite photos of rescue symbols that pilots were trained to use, electronic messages from the ground containing individual code numbers given to airmen, a rescue mission by a special forces unit that was aborted twice by Washington, and even sworn testimony by new defense secretaries that men were left behind. You know, all of this evidence suggests that hundreds of documents indicate that many U.S. prisoners held by Vietnam were not returned when the peace treaty was signed in January 1973, and Hanoi released 591 men, among them Navy combat pilot, who they viewed was a royal prince of America, future Senator John McCain. Now, the Pentagon had been withholding significant information from POW families for years. What's more, the Pentagon's POW MIA operation had been publicly shamed by internal whistleblowers and POW families for holding back documents as part of a policy of debunking POW intelligence, even when the information was obviously credible. The pressure from the families and Vietnam veterans finally forced the creation in late 1991 of a Senate Select Committee on POW MIA affairs. The chairman was John Kerry. McCain, as a former POW, was its most pivotal member. In the end, the committee became part of the debunking machine. Makes me sick. Folks, we'll be back after a few words from our sponsors. Our 800 number line is still down. You can call. We'll be getting to some callers on the line on the break. We'll be right back. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, we're kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got. Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest, who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contest and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Practitioners of pedophilia. That is who's running America. Just read Encyclopedia Judaica.
Welcome back.
All the Talmudic hysteria.
Resurrect the Republic. Look me in the eye. Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. We have a couple callers on the line, and I'd just like to let people know that the 800 number, for some reason, is still down, but you can call in 512-716-1603, 1883, and 1897. Those of you who have a pen, write this down, 512-716, and the last four digits are either 1603, 1883, 1897, 512-716, and then the last four. Okay, we have Ed in Kentucky, and then Chris. Ed, go ahead.
What's up, brother? Shalom.
Hello, shalom to you, brother.
Always love your show, always, especially when you expose traitors that wear one of my uniforms.
I know, it makes me angry. You know,
you
know what?
How do you think I feel? My brother was a POW for 4 years in Vietnam.
You know, if McCain,
I'm going to give you and the listeners a little secret, Tom. Did you know that Tricky Dick made a deal with North Vietnam before the treaty was signed for the sum of $480 million? He was going. They made some sort of cash deal. I guess it was for more opium after the war.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me. I've heard about that. I haven't seen direct evidence, but I've heard about it.
you know how most, how the hostage negotiation works. Hey, you show me a good face, man. Give me some good face.
Well, look, this is the way I kind of, hey, Ed, this
they
is the kind of way, Ed,
half
Ed,
the prisoners.
This is kind of way I look
face.
At it. Ed,
and
this
said,
is
now
kind of,
when we get the other half the money, when we get the money, we'll
can anybody
the
hear me?
Half.
I don't think he can hear me. Ed, you know, this is what I kind of think about, you know, because some people have said, you know, maybe he was tortured and maybe he broke and all of this. Here's the problem I have. If John McCain would have come forward and said, I was tortured and after so much torture, I broke, and you know, he would have come clean and honest about it, you know what? I really wouldn't have any hard feelings. I really wouldn't, because I've never been a victim of torture, and I can't sit here and say, you know, what I would do or wouldn't do. I would resist at all costs to the point, you know, but mentally, emotionally, physically, everybody has a breaking point. Who knows, okay? The problem that I have is that he has built his entire political career based on a complete lie and a fabrication that he was a war hero when, in fact, he committed crimes that other people went to jail for doing. That's
my brother
problem.
Was over there for 4 years, Tom, beaten, everything, and that man just spit in their face, and everything.
That's a hero.
Okay, and he was a Marine. He's a Marine, okay?
Yeah.
Now, he took a bayonet to save his co-pilot in a chopper, okay?
Mm.
Now, if my brother can take it for 4 freaking years and come home, that little sniveling communist traitor can kiss my behind. And you know what? Here's the thing. They just had their election in Arizona.
Yeah.
Okay? They just had it. Now, here's the thing. I need you to do me a big favor, brother. Where can I find that clip? Because I got a veterans meeting on the 1st.
I'm going to be posting it. You're on Twitter, right? For those of you out there,
yes, you can. Yeah, I'm on Twitter.
Yeah, I'll share it on Facebook. I'll share it on Twitter. We're also I'm working on an article that I'm going to try and publish
tomorrow.
Well, see,
tomorrow. Here's the thing: the veterans meeting I go to every first Tuesday of the month.
Uh huh.
A lot of these guys are Vietnam vets.
Yeah.
And they need to hear this.
Yes, they do.
Because the way I heard it, he was calm, cool, and collected.
Yep.
He probably sat there with a cup of coffee and a cigar in his mouth.
Well, I know that he was smoking a cigarette in one of the videos, and he was he had crashed and broken, I believe.
He wasn't that good of a pilot anyway.
Well.
He almost sucked one of his own ships.
Yeah, I know. I heard about that. And he was supposedly a hero because
of
his parents.
No, that's why a lot of your... That's why the other POWs now are on Black Granite in Washington is because Tricky Dick didn't pay him the money.
Well...
So you have Tricky Dick to thank. You have your government to thank for that, people, for your members still being
missing. And he screwed up. You know, I'm no complete fan of Nixon, but you know what? He got screwed, man. He was responsible for getting behind a little break-in to get information, and we have things like Hillary Clinton who completely violates national security, and the stuff that's coming out on her now, the fact that anyone could be a nitwit enough to even think about pulling a switch for her just blows my mind completely.
Well, you heard what happened when she went on that book signing deal to these bookstores?
Uh-huh.
Hardly anybody showed up on any of them.
Well, not only that, but their press are trying to make their crowds look a lot bigger than they are by very careful photo editing. And you see the crowds for Trump, and it looks more like a movement than an election. Or, you know, anyway. But thank you for calling, brother. We got another caller on the line, and I appreciate your call and your
night, brother.
Weighing
you have
in.
A good night, Shalom.
You look for that clip. I will send the clip out tonight via Facebook and Twitter. And like I said, I'm writing an article on this, and I'm going
to
be publishing it within the next day or so.
Just send it to my email. Just send it to my phone.
Well, I'll send it out.
I'll send it out
massively on social media and on. You'll get it. You'll get it. I'll make sure you get it.
Thanks, bro. Love you.
All right, brother. Love you too, man. And we have Chris. Chris, what's up, brother?
You know, you mentioned that pulling the switch. I have to remind you, I'm a qualified politically assassinated union electrician. I can pull the switch if you got an electric chair in mind.
Wrong kind of switch, Chris.
Oh, well, talk about bad luck. You just one can only hope.
Yeah, one can
only
hope.
Hey, talking about your previous caller's favorite senator from Arizona, John McShane.
Yes, sir.
McCainite. I would remind everyone that he comes from a long line of traitors to America who have been seditiously conspiring to destroy this country going back to the USS Liberty.
Yes.
Admiral McCain, his father.
I was about to go there. Thank you, brother. You read my mind.
Well,
and, you know, these are communists, and what people have a hard time wrapping their minds around. Is the fact that the communists are on both sides. There we have these neoconservative Trotskyites, and they're all deeply in bed with Israel. And I heard that now the Likud party in Israel, Netanyahu suspended their primary, and he's going to be now prime minister until 2023 or something like that. So much for that only democracy in the Middle East.
Huh? Who could we think of that could be on the conservative side that are really the other side, the synagogue of Satan, the Zionist cabal?
Let's see here.
Could we go with maybe Newt Gingrich, Karl Rove, Mitt Romney? Who's the guy that's Paul Ryan, the Zion Lion from Rabid Rabbi Paul Ryan? Rince Priebus, the Prince of BS, the head of the Republican Party.
The Republican Party. Well, you know, at least I can say with the Democrat side of the communism, I can see them from coming from a mile away. You know, but a lot of these neoconservative Trotskyites, they were very well hidden for a very long time. One of the most brilliant things that the communists did was make everyone believe that they had collapsed and gone away, and all the while. People do not understand that zoning, that unions, that the driver's license itself, all of these things that they have now taken for granted. There was a young lady who was gunned down at her home, and don't get me wrong, this young lady, I think her name was Corin Gaines, and she was a African-American female who was pulled over, and she had her a plate on her car and registered and insured and all that. And for whatever reason, whatever happened in her life, they came along and they took the tag off her car. And she had found out about all of the cases, the right to travel information and all the Supreme Court cases that determined that traveling on the open roads is a natural right. Going back to the days of the robber barons, we shouldn't forget all these cases that the case law, and she realized what a scam that this revenue generation system was, and how it literally is identical to the way the communists got everyone to register and have their papers and all of that. And she said, you know what, I'm not playing in that system anymore, I'm done with it. So when she gets pulled over, and some people have blasted her because she had her kids in the car, and she said, you know, told her kids, turn around and told her kids to fight, not to let the police take them out of the car. That's where I disagree with her. That's where I kind of part ways with what she did. But this woman said, y'all are going to have to kill me because you're not going to kidnap me. You're not going to kidnap my children, and you're not going to steal my private property. And, you know, for a lot of people tried pinning her in with Black Lives Matter. That's a Marxist group, right? Well, Marxism should support this revenue generation system. They're communists, right? This girl actually stood there and said, you know what? What you guys are doing, I was driving down the roads. I wasn't bothering anyone. There's no victim. I wasn't committing a crime. I wasn't harming anyone. You guys are coming over and you are literally stealing my private property. She doesn't understand that she doesn't own anything. We don't own anything. You don't own your car. You don't own your house. You don't own any of it. The government owns it all. through the IMF, the Federal Reserve, and the Communist Central Banking System. That's what they don't understand. And the one term that I agree with from Bork, from L.B. Bork, when he refers to the 14th Amendment as the Red Amendment.
Yep.
We are surrounded by these communists on both sides, and they have implemented policies all over this country, and they have the American people swallowing, trading their liberty for this perceived notion of security. All of our founders warned us about this.
Well, Tom, there's so many things you talked about there.
I know, right?
A couple of things. I apologize.
It's okay.
One, this fellow, the football player, the Kucinich or whatever his name is, I can't think of his name. It's not familiar. But he's exactly right. Most people in America don't have any concept that this flag that they revere so highly, in fact, the word revenue is used what we call revenue because we've been deceived. It's revenue. They take it out of your pocket, put it in their pocket. That's what revenue means.
Yep.
All right. But he was absolutely right. That's not the American flag. That's a war flag. That's a battle flag.
Yep.
The American's flag is the U.S. Civil Flags.com. The stripes go different. It's a different colored field with blue stars on the white field. And that was the non-combatant, peaceful inhabitants' flag that was flown to show they weren't involved in the hostilities or the battle.
Yes. You know, there's a picture that I saw some time ago of there were Northern and Southern Civil War veterans, and in the middle of them, they had that flag, the U.S. Civil flag, the message of the photograph was that we've come together civilly and peacefully, and we are no longer at war with each other, and it kind of is fitting that the flag that they chose to represent their message was the U.S. Civil flag. We have been so badly indoctrinated.
Well,
you know,
our schools have been taken over by these Bolsheviks, and that's not that's a component word also. The BI in there is the 6-point star bar chamber of Satan, and it means light. So you got the Shah, it comes from Hashatan. So you got Baal and Hashatan in the 6-point star bar chamber of Satan club. And that's what they're like. That's exactly what they have. That's who they were. Those were the ones that killed 166 million Christian, Coptic Christians in Russia to take over the Russian and the Russian Revolution.
Yeah.
And they're moving here on America, and they're moving over in the Middle East and Europe. That's who's trying to take over. It's another Bolshevik revolution on the march again.
Yes, and I tell you,
you know, Soros group is driving.
I don't, you know, I'm not completely, well, you know how I feel about American politics. A lot of people compare Trump, especially the Marxists, they're referring to him as a Nazi and a fascist and all of this, you know. And, you know, I do see some vague similarities to Nazi Germany or Germany prior to World War II and the United States today. The moral degeneracy that was being pushed by the communists, Trump is no Adolf Hitler, and in fact, I have my doubts about Adolf Hitler. I believe he may have been a crypto Zionist, or whatever, a Rothschild agent. Either that, or they pumped him full of enough drugs towards the end with his little Talmudic doctor there. That they melted his brain. I have no idea. But, you know, what we know about history now and what we know about, you know, revised history, because the history that we've all been taught for so long is it's a crock of garbage. You know, my heart goes out to these people, not only the Jews in Germany that were used essentially as cannon fodder to perpetuate or to move forward with this plan. They were thrown under the bus by their own people. Now, I'm not talking about the Bolshevik communist Jews that were in Germany. I'm talking about, you know, the everyday, you know, I consider them kind of like dumbed down Americans. They were literally, any of them that opposed the Zionists, those were the Jews that went first. Those are the ones they sacrificed. And they said about it for years and years before the World War II ever came about. In the late 1800s, They were known as saying the 6 million. I mean, they are the masters of predictive programming. it's insane.
Absolutely. This is what they do. They work by deceit. We listen to Edwin Bernays, the father of propaganda, and his treatise of the same name. And if they can convince you that it's for your benefit, then their victory is our consent.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
And I'm like you. I'm certainly concerned about Donald Trump, but Hillary Clinton scares the devil out of me. I'm telling you, talk about it. I think she is ISIS reborn, or at least she thinks she is. Remember, Madame Halina Blavatsky wrote whatever it is about ISIS, something or another, and said that she thought that she was ISIS and channeling ISIS through her. I think that's what Hillary Clinton thinks she's doing.
Well, she is a witch. Anyway, we got to go to break. We'll be back after.
God bless America. Resurrect
God bless Republic. You, brother. Thank you for calling. Resurrect Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Parasitical committee, they're on the titty of sympathy, and it's a pity. Sucking American tax money, bloody Valentine, $4 billion a year to murder Palestine.
Yo,
Get yourself out of the daze. Your Zionist demon box is lying and scheming. Got you crying and screaming about some game that you lost. Like you play for the team and it's a shame that you lost. You're dealing with predators trying to murder the messenger. Let us get to the root of the real evil, satanic or secular. Making a promise to make it atomic and become a sponsor. I'm seeing the carnage and to be honest, I'm becoming a monster. The asymmetrical warfare declared on people unprepared is sickening and sad. You gotta be out of your fucking mind to call these people your friend. Murder your Talmud vision, then reload and do that ish again. How you expect people not to fight back when they keep finding themselves under constant attack? If you think it can't happen to you, that's whack. Throw a rock at a tag and get shot in the back. I said, how you expect people not to fight back when they keep finding themselves under
constant attack? This is veterans and POWs exposing John McCain. Roll that clip.
No apologies, though, for a musical parody that many around the world took as a true sign of his thinking.
Bomberan, you know, bomb, 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 bomb. Anyway, when veterans are together, veterans joke. And I was with veterans and we were joking. And if somebody can't understand that, my answer is please get a life.
I'll tell you, what's not said on the television and will not be said on the television is how much Vietnam veterans and POWs hate John McCain.
Exposed, finally. Communist sympathizing treasonous bastard.
The Senate felt compelled to set up this select committee, and that it took them 9 months to set up the committee, mainly because of the opposition of Senator McCain, who was bitterly opposed to any attempt to find the POWs, which is remarkable, seeing that he was a POW himself.
No instance would he ever, ever give in and say there were POWs left behind. And my first question is, how would he know or not know? So just that which is reasonable, he never exhibited, and I don't know why. Maybe it's a guilt complex. Maybe he promised the Vietnamese something. Okay. And I don't know what it is. And maybe he actually believes that. That would be the saddest of all.
He probably did more harm to the idea of trying to get the truth out than any other single person through the efforts he did to block the release of classified intelligence dealing with the POW/MIA problem.
McCain stepped in and, in effect, made it harder to get documentation. That certainly hurt us because we had hoped for a massive release of documentation.
Many, many documents were held back for no reason, and our goal on the committee was to just dump this stuff, to declassify it, literally, to the public. But, of course, they withheld information from the committee. The U.S. government held all kinds of information from the committee, withheld information from the committee. I know that for a fact.
He didn't want nobody to check his background, because a lot of POWs that were with him in the camp said he was a collaborator of the enemy. And he didn't want nobody looking into his background in the camp, what went on in that camp. That stuff is still classified, so nobody can see it. And he just had it classified forever, so nobody will ever look at it.
But even POWs we knew who wanted to see their own debriefings were not permitted because of the McCain regulation.
But where did McCain get compliments for doing this? The bureaucrats at the Pentagon. Right. Because it put a workload on them. It put a workload on them for missing in action people. And did we need that bill to handle a Scott Spiker case? Oh, you bet we did.
And also what it did, and this is what he really opposed. And if you remember the contentiousness we got into
folks,
him
we'll be back.
In his office.
Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast on RPN.
I'm not interested in photo ops.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.